Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi. My name is Tony. I'm calling from Opinion Research. How are you today, ma'am?
From where?
I'm calling from Opinion Research. Am I speaking with Leticia?
Yes.
Great. Now, Leticia, I'm not trying to bother you, okay? We're calling you today because we are conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you a couple of questions. If you don't mind me asking, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes, I am.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably.
For Trump.
Okay, so you're almost certain. Okay. Now, yes. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born, if you don't mind me asking?
1956.
Okay, great. And what is your race?
Hispanic.
Great.
I'm
me too.
Hispanic.
Me too. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
The Republican.
Could you please rate your feelings about some people from 0 to 100? 0, not favorable. 100, favorable. Okay? You can let me know how you feel about them, okay? Have you heard of Morgan Lamantia?
Yes, from where? Houston or somewhere out there, yes, somewhere.
And how would you rate your feelings toward Morgan Lamantia from 0 to 100?
0 to 100, ugh. Well, that was a close race when she ran the other time, so probably 40.
What about Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz. probably 50.
What about Greg Abbott?
100.
What about Donald Trump?
100.
Joe Biden?
5, 10.
What about Adam Hinojosa?
Adam Hinojosa. Probably a 50.
Okay. Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Approve.
As strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
50.
I'm sorry?
A 50.
So you can say that you somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Oh, Lamantia. Oh, okay. I would probably somewhat approve.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
If the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidate were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
If the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
If the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Mayra Flores, for whom would you vote? That would be between Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. or Republican Mayra Flores.
Gonzalez.
I'm sorry?
Vicente.
For whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Okay. Vicente Gonzalez Jr. Now, if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, and would you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Adam Hinojosa.
Now, let me read to you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. High, medium, low, or not a priority at all. Now, secure the border. Should that be high, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
High.
Ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
High.
Supporting public schools. Should that be high, medium, low, or not a priority at all? Supporting public schools. Hello, ma'am? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Supporting public schools, would that be high, medium, or low priority?
Medium.
Medium?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about supporting South Texas jobs and wages?
High.
What about supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
High.
Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each one, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban. Would that be much more likely to support him or support her? Somewhat more or less likely or much less likely to support that candidate?
Somewhat.
Hello?
Hello? Somewhat.
Okay, so would you be much, somewhat more likely or less likely to support
less
a
likely
candidate? Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies? Would you support him? Would you support that candidate or not?
Yes.
So much more likely. Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
You mean if I would support that other candidate?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, then on the other one was not at all. If he supports
okay.
against him, no.
Okay, so much less likely. Okay.
Right.
So what about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Not likely. Less likely.
Much less likely. Okay. What about a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border? Would you be much more likely or much less likely to support a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
Okay, I'm confused there, but okay.
Well, somebody who would support law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
But not really in Abbott's favor, correct?
Just a candidate who supports law enforcement. More likely?
Yes.
Okay. What about a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
What is that, GQ?
That's the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer plus community.
No.
So that'll be much less likely.
My mind is less right, not less likely.
Okay. Do you use WhatsApp?
No.
Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Okay, a Republican.
Republican, okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I call myself Republican.
Okay. In political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year would have been 1979.
Okay. Did you graduate high school?
1976.
Okay, so did you go to college?
A year and a half.
Oh, okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Leticia.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study? And that we may contact you in the future. Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you. This completes the survey. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.